from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. In Jordan, President Prabowo reaffirms Indonesia's commitment to two-state solution for Palestine. President Prabowo Subianto continues his Middle East visit to the United Arab Emirates. Here is the news in details. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto reaffirmed Indonesia's commitment to making every possible effort to realize a two-state solution with an independent Palestine as the only path towards sustainable peace in the Middle East. Ofra has the details.
President Prabowo Subianto emphasized Indonesia's strong commitment to continue contributing to the realization of lasting peace in the Middle East, particularly in relation to the Palestinian conflict. He made the statement during a bilateral meeting with King Abdullah II of Jordan at Basman Palace in Amman on Wednesday, February 25th. President Prabowo stressed that Indonesia is ready to undertake concrete efforts to help achieve a durable peace solution. According to him, a two-state solution is the only viable path towards sustainable peace.
Yes, Indonesia is committed to do whatever we can for a lasting solution. And in our opinion, the only lasting solution is a two-state solution with an independent Palestine.
Furthermore, President Prabowo explained that Indonesia's participation in the Board of Peace and its support for the 20-point plan initiated by U.S. President Donald Trump reflect the country's active contribution to seeking a long-term resolution to the conflict.
And that's why when we were invited to join the Board of Peace and we supported the 20-point plan of President Trump, it's all with the view and effort to do whatever we can to achieve that lasting solution.
In a warm and cordial atmosphere, President Prabowo expressed his appreciation for the hospitality extended to him and conveyed Ramadan Mubarak greetings to the people of the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan. The bilateral meeting marked a strategic momentum to strengthen diplomatic synergy between Indonesia and Jordan, while reaffirming Indonesia's role as a stabilizing force in maintaining regional stability and advocating for Palestinian independence.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto continued his Middle East tour to the United Arab Emirates, or UAE, on Wednesday, February 25th. According to a statement from the Indonesian Presidential Secretariat on Thursday, February 26, the President and his delegation landed in Abu Dhabi in the evening local time. He was scheduled to meet with the President of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The Presidential Secretariat stated that this visit is part of ongoing efforts to strengthen the strategic partnership between Indonesia and the UAE. Indonesian Minister of Trade Budi Santoso affirmed optimism about the national trade performance amid global challenges. Through the 41st Trade Expo Indonesia, the government is encouraging an increase in exports while also expanding market access for national entrepreneurs. Kiki Purba has the details.
Minister of Trade Budi Santoso officially launched the 41st Trade Expo Indonesia, which will be held from October 14 to 18, 2026, this international skill trade exhibition has become one of the Indonesian government's strategic instruments in maintaining the momentum of export growth amid the dynamic of global trade. In his speech at lunch in Jakarta Thursday, the Minister of Trade stated that Indonesia's trade performance continues to show a positive trend, despite facing challenging global conditions.
Ya, di situasi perdagangan global seperti saat ini.
Amid the challenges of global trade, Indonesia's exports continue to grow positively, with a trade surplus increasing by 31% and having persisted for 68 consecutive months.
Surplus selama 68 bulan berturut-turut.
Furthermore, he emphasized that the government continued to take various concrete steps so that the national export performance remains stable, such as the Organizations of the Trade of Indonesia that brings together domestic entrepreneurs with international buyers.
Kita ingin di situasi.
In the current international trade situation, the government ensures that exports continue to grow through various concrete measures, one of which is the Trade Expo Indonesia.
The 41st Trade Expo Indonesia will be conducted through three main stages: business matching facilitated by overseas trade representative, direct transaction during the exhibitions, and monitoring the realization of trade contract for exhibitions. Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government continues evaluating waste management efforts by focusing on system readiness, not just technology. Hasna has the details.
The efforts to improve waste management was conducted through the National Coordination Meeting on Waste Management 2026 in Jakarta Wednesday. The forum emphasized that technology, including waste to energy, remains part of the solution but must be supported by strong system readiness and policy frameworks to work effectively across Indonesia. Deputy of Infrastructure at the National Development Planning Agency, Bappenas, Abdul Malik Sadat Idris, said the success of waste management depends heavily on the readiness of supporting systems.
Project persampahan ini bisa
we see that waste management projects can work if the enabling factors and readiness are in place, particularly through integrated upstream and downstream policy reform.
Meanwhile, Acting Deputy for Waste, Hazardous and Toxic Waste Management at the Ministry of Environment, Nur Adi Wardoyo, stated that the ministry is currently identifying effective local waste management models.
KLH saat ini memulai menginventarisir model.
The Ministry of Environment has begun identifying models for achieving 100% managed waste at the village and sub-district levels, highlighting areas that are already advanced and close to completing their waste management efforts.
Moving forward, the government will promote simple and appropriate technologies through collaboration with universities and research institutions to ensure that the goal of fully managed waste remains realistic for areas far from technological infrastructure. Hasna Nur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Endowment Fund for Education Agency, or LPDP, is expanding access for Indonesian youth. It is also building new partnerships with universities in non-English speaking countries. Putri Cahaya Purnama has the details.
The agency president director announced that the number of affirmation path students increased by 30% in the last 3 years. This growth helps make the scholarship program more inclusive. He shared this update at the Ministry of Finance on Thursday, February 25, 2026. The affirmation path is specially designed for those living in underdeveloped areas and students from underprivileged families. It also supports people with disabilities and talented young athletes. Surato explained that while the agency looks for top talent, being inclusive is a priority. This is shown by the simpler requirements for affirmation path applicants.
Many bright Indonesian youth do not have the same opportunities. Therefore, we provide an affirmation path with requirements that are different from the general path. For example, as I said, English is not always required.
The agency is not just making language rules easier, it is also encouraging students to explore new places. He added that in 2026, the agency will strengthen ties with top universities in non-English speaking countries.
Demikiannya di tahun 2026 ini.
Similarly, in 2026, we will be doing a lot of collaborations with top universities abroad. This includes encouraging prospective awardees to study not only in English-speaking countries, but also in Germany, France, China, Japan, Korea, and Russia. The quality is also very good, and the costs are certainly more affordable.
Juga sangat bagus kualitasnya dengan biaya tentunya lebih murah.
Sending students to these different countries helps Indonesia build a workforce that speaks many languages and understands different cultures. This is expected to create a strong global network to help Indonesia grow in the future. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, thank you for still listening to us in Voice of Indonesia. Today, February 26, 2026, you are still with me, Dika, in our English program. We'll bring you news, music, and various information from Indonesia. You can listen to us in shortwave at 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, or you can listen to us in RRE Digital app or website foinews.id.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I'm Indra Asmo, President Director of Radio Republik Indonesia. On behalf of the management and staff of Radio Republik of Indonesia, I wish you happy fasting during this holy month of Ramadan, 1447 Hijriah.
The month of Ramadan is a moment to strengthen the values of faith, integrity, and social concern. In line with Radio Republik Indonesia's vision as a trusted, relevant, impactful, and inspiring public media, we are committed to continuing to present podcasts that educate, inspire, and strengthen national unity and values. Through the spirit of Ramadan, RRI will continue to fulfill its role as a platform for accurate and balanced information, a means of public education, and a source of inspiration that fosters optimism and hope for this nation. May our fasting be accepted by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and may this Ramadan bring blessing, peace, and a renewed spirit in serving the community and the nation. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Voice of Indonesia.
What is this food?
This delight is hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called hunkwe. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? Es goyobot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bebaskan aku dari semua masa lalu, tenangkan aku, lepaskan dari rasa ragu. Buka matamu, semuanya terlihat, kau pasti bisa melewatinya. Kelabu. Ku hanya ingin membuatmu tersenyum. Buka matamu, semuanya terlihat, kau pasti bisa melewatinya. Dalam kehidupan.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to North Sulawesi, which has three lakes as main tourist attractions, one of which is Lake Moat. This lake is located in East Bolang, Mongondo Regency, North Sulawesi. Lake Moat is a volcanic lake. This lake is located in the Mount Ambang Nature Reserve area and is at an altitude of 1,100 meters above sea level. To get to Lake Moat, you can depart from Manado via the Trans-Sulawesi route towards Gorontalo until you reach Kota Mobagu City. The journey from Manado to the city of Kota Mobagu takes around 3 to 4 hours. Because there is still no public transportation to get to Lake Moat, it's best to rent a vehicle from Manado. The name of this lake comes from the word Moat in the Mongondo language, meaning land that arises in the middle of water. When you are at the Lake Moat tourist attraction, you will be greeted with very cool air and very beautiful nature. This beautiful view will spoil your eyes and also amaze you. The water of this lake looks so clear, combined with various beautiful natural views around the Lake Moat tourist attraction, which will make you feel relaxed. You can fish in this lake because in this lake there are various types of freshwater fish such as goldfish and nilam fish. This lake is also a habitat for the sogili eel, which is a rare fish. Listener, there is a small island in the middle of Lake Moat which you can reach using a boat that can be rented from local residents. You can enjoy the beauty of this lake in various ways, one of which is enjoying the view from the huts and houses on stilts. Likewise, for those of you who like the outdoors, there are tents available that you can set up on the edge of the lake. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sepertinya kau memang dari planet yang lain, dikirim ke bumi untuk orang-orang sepertiku. Sepertinya kau memang dari planet yang jauh, dikirim ke bumi untuk datang menemani aku. Yang kalau ditanya apa bentuk cinta, aku juga bingung jawabnya, gak tahu gimana. Menyimpan banyak tanya tentang cinta, aku bingung carinya di mana. Tanya ke siapa? Lalu datang kau yang unik, kau temani aku jalan pelan berdampingan. Buru-buru gandeng tangan, aku pernah kehilangan ketakutan, lalu kau terangkan bahwa itulah bahagia. Dari cara hidup berpasangan, kau memang dari planet-planet yang lain,
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Hello VOA listener, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Overseas Broadcasting Service, and the Language Development Agency of the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is di Bandung, which means in Bandung. So stay tuned. Listener, you will listen to a conversation entitled Pembatas Jalan, which means road separator. This conversation happens between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Annie, Chris' vlog community friend at Gedung Sate Building in Bandung, West Java. Andy tells Chris that there is a road separator in front of the entrance. Let's listen to the conversation.
Kita tidak bisa masuk lewat pintu utama gedung sate. Ada pembatas jalan di situ.
Kalau begitu, kita lewat mana?
Kita bisa lewat pintu samping.
After listening to the conversation, I will give some vocabularies related to the topic of today. I'm going to read it slowly and you can repeat after me. Ada, ada, which means there is. Pembatas jalan, which means road separator. Di situ, which means there. Ada pembatas jalan di situ. Ada pembatas jalan di situ, which means there is a road separator there. Kita, kita, which means we. Lewat, lewat, which means pass through. Mana, mana, which means which. Pintu utama, which means main entrance. Pintu samping, which means side entrance. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, ada pembatas jalan di situ. Ada pembatas jalan di situ, which means there is a road separator there. In the sentence, there is the word pembatas. Pembatas, which means separator. It means a tool that separates something. In the sentence, the expression pembatas jalan means a tool that separates road. Let's listen to the other examples of a noun that means alat. Alat, which means tool. Penyedot. Penyedot. In this context means cleaner. Penyedot debu saya rusak. Penyedot debu saya rusak. Which means my vacuum cleaner is broken. Pencuci. Pencuci, which means washer. Saya ingin membeli pencuci piring otomatis. Saya ingin membeli pencuci piring otomatis, which means I want to buy an automatic dishwasher. Listener, Gedung Sate is a building used for the office of West Java Governor. This building was built in 1920 until 1924 in the Dutch colonial era. The name Gedung Sate comes from the ornament on the building roof, which resembles the shape of sate. Sate is meat skewers from Indonesia. Before we end Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kita tidak bisa masuk lewat pintu utama gedung sate. Ada pembatas jalan di situ.
Kalau begitu, kita lewat mana?
Kita bisa lewat pintu samping.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Rahma signing out, and sampai jumpa!
Voice of Indonesia.
I am the bass, low is the face. Come from the ground, fill up the space. Yeah, I am the bass, Embrace the pace, no need a crown, 'cause I am the bass. You and I are so alike. We move and we groove, we are silent proof. You and I will feel alive. Yes, strike to the bone when we hit the tone. Like this. Yeah, I am the bass. Low is the face. Goes from the down. Drive like an ace. Yeah, I am the bass. God give me grace. Can you feel the sound? I am the bass. From the ground, fill up the space. Yeah, I am the bass. God, give me grace. Can you feel the sound?
We are the bass. Low is the face. Come from the ground. Fill up the space.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Biarkan Malam Gelap Berlalu by Dias Erlangga. The song was composed by Budiman BJ and popularized by Tuti Mariyati. The song tells about a deep disappointment because the woman is betrayed. In fact, her lover is the person who always says sweet and beautiful words and persuasions, making her captivated and trust him. Well, listener, here is Dias Erlangga with the keroncong song Biarkan Malam Gelap Berlalu. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia.
Lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, dengarkan hatimu. Bukanlah buah yang terjatuh dekat pohonnya. Cita-cita adalah benih yang terbawa angin samudra. Realita membawamu jatuh ke bawah, tapi ingat-ingatlah bila mimpi tak sedalam dengan apa yang kau tuju, tak sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau. Lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, tenangkan hatimu. Dunia ini lebih luas dari sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu, jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu, jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu, jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu. Bila mimpi tak sejalan dengan apa yang kau tuju, tak sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau, lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, tenangkan hati. Bila mimpi tak sejalan sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau, lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, dengarkan hatimu. Sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau, lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Some people say they vape to avoid the dangers of smoking, but vape still poses the same harm for them. Here is an explanation by PhD researcher at University of Groningen, the Netherlands, Dr. Oke Dimas Asmara.
I will never get tired saying things, please do not smoke or even vaping, because smoking, in short, it contains more than 7,000 chemicals on it and almost hundreds of them known to cause cancer. So it's carcinogenic. So if you inhale these dangerous substances, it means you expose your lungs to these dangerous hazardous substances, and it will damage your cells in your lungs, and it will irritate and have inflammation. So inflammation meaning your body try to fight these dangerous substances, so there's a battlefield in your lungs, and it will get scarred, so it can have scarring, and then it can reduce the elasticity of the lungs. So your lungs need to inhale to expand and to shrink, to remove the carbon dioxide, so it will lose its elasticity. So it cannot longer get oxygen as much as needed before, and it also cannot remove it. So in over the years, the most important things happen, which is there will be a mutation in your lung cells, and it will become a lung cancer. And lung cancer is among the deadliest cancer of all cancer that the body could have. So yes, it's quietly but slowly but surely damage your lungs. And also it's also happened with vaping. So it is often marketed as a safe alternative for smoking, but the truth, it is not. Even some e-cigarettes or vaping contain higher nicotine than a cigarette. So please do not take the claim, take the bait, especially for the younger generation, because we can see here not only in Indonesia, but also I live in Netherlands right now, there's like increasing case of very young age, around 18, 20s, early 20s, they have lung injury because of the vaping. So it gets really, really dangerous. And vaping is a relatively new thing. So the study is still ongoing right now, but we can see the result. The current result is as hard, as dangerous as smoking. So that's the real truth.
For more detail about lung health, you can check our VOI talk on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Remang kula na